finance, and more. And we've had a wide range of adventures between us. Some of us have also retired from our long-term careers and know all about what it's like to be on the other side of retirement, as well as all the challenges and fun that come along with it. The entire team has a passion for connecting people with resources that'll help them live fulfilling post-employment lives. And in this book, though we'll touch on the financials of retirement a bit, the main goal here is to help you think beyond the dollar signs and focus on what will actually make you happy in your sunset years. You'll receive plenty of actionable advice that can be interpreted flexibly and as you see fit. What you'll find in the pages to follow isn't a precise map, but rather an outline of possibilities. Let's get into a list of nuggets of wisdom you'll find in this book that'll prepare you for years of retirement relaxation and revelry. We'll tuck into how to kick your retirement blues to the curb with hobbies that enrich your life and expand your mind. Whitewater rafting for the adventurous? Book clubs for the homebodies? The possibilities are endless. Fun and accessible ways to stay healthy doing exercises you actually enjoy. Tips for reigniting your social life. And if you're single, maybe even finding special someone to travel the world with. Advice on how to have fun regardless of your budget. Sometimes the old cliches are true. Many of the best things in life are free. So without further ado, because essentially you've waited your whole life to peel back the pages of a guidebook on retirement, so why prolong things? Let's get started. Chapter 1, Crafting Your Ideal Post-Work Life. Often when you think you're at the end of something, you're at the beginning of something else. Fred Rogers, children's TV host and author. Retirement can feel like you're coming full circle. It's an experience that people wait their entire careers for. And yet when it comes, they don't always know what to do with themselves. The post-career blues are very common. In fact, rates of depression increase by about 30% within the first few years of retirement. The psychology behind this phenomenon is well established and represents a combination of factors. Feelings of depression tend to increase with aging, as those now out of the workforce can suddenly feel their worlds shrinking around them. It's not hard to understand why. You're leaving a place where your role was well-defined and appreciated, suddenly entering a realm in which you don't even have to change out of your pajamas if the mood doesn't strike you. The transitional aspects of retirement can also extend into your finances, your community standing, your access to social interactions, and many other areas. It's a big change that you're expected to take advantage of and appreciate. But for many, making that happen is harder than they anticipated. And that's okay. Retirement shouldn't be a source of pressure. You experienced enough of that during the daily grind. It should be leisure, something you enjoy. Having a list of goals, hobbies, and other interests can enrich your life. However, there's nothing wrong with spending a little time decompressing before you look for the next adventure. And sometimes, decompressing is exactly what you should be doing at the beginning of this new chapter. Framing your retirement mindset. It takes the average person about 10 weeks to form a new habit. While the word habit leads many people to think about dietary choices, exercise regimens, or even some odd quirks, it has a broader definition in the context of human health. The term is defined as an action that you take automatically. You can think of a habit as your brain's autopilot setting. You don't need to think much when you're entrenched in a routine. But when you stop working, you lose a routine that's become second nature to you, and it takes time for your brain to adjust to its new circumstances. Some people may feel very comfortable walking out of work one day and heading off to the airport with their passports in hand the next, while others benefit from, or even require, a transitional period. If you feel like you need time to adapt to a retirement mindset, there's certainly no shame in that. Take things as slowly as you'd like without any feelings of guilt. After all, this is your time, and you've earned it. Your retirement style, high octane, homebody, or both? Retirement allows you to explore your old hobbies in greater depth, but it's also a unique opportunity to try new things as well. You may have gone through most of your adult life as a homebody, but assuming your finances can accommodate it, you may also now have an unprecedented opportunity for travel. Or, then again, you might not want to travel. The stereotypical notion